وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ma yawaddu alladhina kafaru min ahli al-kitab wala al-mushrikeen an yunazzala alaykum min khayrin min rabbikum. والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, the disbelievers from the people of the book and the idolaters do not like that any good is revealed to you from your Lord, but Allah focuses His mercy on whomsoever He pleases. Allah is one of extreme benevolence. The Jews and the idolaters detest the fact that Allah's mercy should reach the Muslims. When the Muslims invited the Jews to accept Islam, they replied by saying that Islam is no better than their own religion. They said that if Islam was better than Judaism, only then would they accept. Allah refuted the statement by revealing the verse, "O Muslims, the disbelievers from the people of the book and the idolaters do not like that any good be revealed to you from your Lord." The Jews detested the fact that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from amongst the progeny of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, that is the Arabs, and not from amongst the progeny of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, that is the Jews. The polytheists detested Islam because it restricted their carnal passions and opposed their gods. Allah dispels their misgivings by saying that He is not bound to do as others desire, but Allah focuses His mercy on whomsoever He pleases. Allah is one of extreme benevolence. None has the right to question Allah's decision. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes that Allah expresses the enmity of the Jews and the polytheists in this verse so that the Muslims do not develop any affinity or companionship with them. Allah refers to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the believers, the mu'mineen, in this phrase, whomsoever He pleases. مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. Whenever we repeal any verse or cause it to be forgotten, we bring something better or equivalent to it. Do you not know that Allah has power over all things? Do you not know that the dominion of the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah? Besides Him, you have no protecting friend nor any helper. Now the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repealing laws. Allah has abrogated many laws. It is possible, for example, for something to be outlawed, although it could be made permissible afterwards. Sometimes a law may be replaced by another. The polytheists criticized this when they said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet, says things that he later retracts. If the Quran was from Allah, there would not have been any abrogation. Allah says in Surah Nahl, when we replace a verse with another, and Allah knows best what He reveals, they say, You are but a perjurer, but most of them have no knowledge. Whenever we repeal any verse or cause it to be forgotten, we bring something better or equivalent to it. Laws were abrogated because the later law was intended to make matters easier for the Muslims without compromising the reward to be attained. Therefore, abrogation is in the best interest of people. Abrogation may assume several forms, and these are: at times the law was abrogated while the relevant verse still remained in the Quran. This is termed as mansukhul hukm. An example of this is a law that states that a woman should seclude herself for a year after her husband has passed away. However, this law was repealed, but the applicable verse still remains in the Quran. The relevant verse is, those of you who are about to die and leave their wives behind should bequeath unto their wives a provision for a year, so as not to turn them out of their homes. At times, the law still applied while the relevant verse was abrogated. This is referred to as mansukhut tilawa. And then another form of abrogation concerns a law which was replaced with another. For example, the initial law to face Baytul Muqaddas in Salah was replaced with a command to face towards the Kaaba. Another example is the command that demanded that a bequest be made in favor of one's relatives. This law was changed by the verses of inheritance. It has also occurred that certain laws were abrogated without any replacement being revealed. An example of this is the command to test the believing women when they migrate, which is contained in verse 10 of Surah Mumtahina. So do you not know that Allah has power over all things? Allah can preserve verses as they are, or He can cause them to be erased forever. According to His perfect wisdom, He does as He pleases. Do you not know that the dominion of heaven, the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah? He chooses to punish you, then remember, besides Him, you have no protecting friend, nor any helper. أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَن تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. Or do you wish to question your messenger like how Musa alayhi salam was questioned before? The one who exchanges disbelief for belief has certainly strayed from a straight path. And yet the prohibition from asking futile questions. Ma'alim al-Tanzil reports that the Jews once asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why don't you present the Quran as a complete book from the heavens like Musa alayhi salam did? According to another narration, the polytheists of Mecca told the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they would only believe in him if they saw Allah and his angels before them. The above verse first was revealed in response to such demands. Allah commands that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam must not be asked to do those things that the Bani Israel asked Sayyidina Musa alaihi salam to do. The Bani Israel even asked Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to show Allah to them. There is no need to make such requests because the truth has already been made manifest in many other ways. However, they ask merely as an objection and will not accept even when it is shown to them. Allah says in Surah Qasas, when the truth from us comes to them, they say, why is he not given what was given to Musa alayhi salam? Did they not deny what was given to Musa alayhi salam from before? They said, they are both magicians assisting each other, and they also said, we reject each one of them. Muslim Sharif reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once told the companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, O people, Hajj has been made compulsory on you, so perform it. Thereupon someone asked, is Hajj compulsory every year? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent till the question was repeated thrice. Thereafter, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if I had to say yes, Hajj would become compulsory on you every year, which you would not be able to do. Leave me as long as I leave you. That is, do not ask about something I do not tell you. The previous nations were destroyed because they asked their prophets many questions and then oppose their commands. When I issue any instruction, Fulfill it to the best of your ability. If I forbid something, refrain from it. Sayyidina Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah detests vain talk, excessive questioning, and wasting money. This is in Mishkat Sharif. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ فَاعْفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Many of the people of the book wish that they could return you to be disbelievers after you have believed. This is due to jealousy from within after the truth has become apparent to them. Pardon and overlook till Allah issues His command. Undoubtedly, Allah has power over all things. So establish salah, pay zakah, you shall find with Allah whatever good you have sent ahead for yourselves. Verily, Allah is watchful of what you do. Now, the infidels and the kuffar desire to convert the Muslims. Besides not believing, despite being convinced of the risalat and the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Jews left no stone unturned to prevent the Arabs from becoming Muslims. They even went to the extent of attempting to convert those who had already accepted Islam. Allah cautions the Muslims to beware of them in the above verse, saying, many of the people of the book wish that they could return you to be disbelievers after you have believed. This is due to jealousy from within after the truth has become apparent to them. At the time when the verse was revealed, the Jews were still in a powerful economic position, while the Muslims had not yet entrenched a firm foothold in Medina Munawwara. Therefore, Allah commanded the Muslims, pardon and overlook till Allah issues His command. Undoubtedly, Allah has power over all things. Allah has the power to change situations. Consequently, the time came when the Jewish tribe of the Banu Nadir were banished to Khaybar and the Banu Qurayza were executed. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, so establish salah, pay zakah, you shall find with Allah whatever good you have sent ahead for yourselves. In the above verses, Allah advises the Muslims to establish salah after already commanding them to exercise patience with the words, pardon and overlook till Allah issues His command. This conforms with verse 45 and 153 of Surah Baqarah, where Allah advises, seek assistance with patience and salah. Wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Muslims can attain victory over their enemies by performing good deeds that will secure success in both worlds. Verily, Allah is watchful of what you do. Allah will reward or punish people according to their deeds. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person gives even a single deed in charity from lawful and halal sources, anyway, Allah only accepts what is lawful and halal, then Allah will nurture and develop the reward for this person just as a person grows up his little pony. Eventually, the reward grows so big that it equals the size of a mountain. This is the rahm and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers that they must establish salah and they must give charity. And there are many verses in the noble Quran which exhort the very, very same aspect as a reminder to the believers that they must hold salah and charity very, very dear to themselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and our awlad and our children to be punctual on their salah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to also spend in His path for His pleasure. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.